It's an understatement to say Whistler has changed a fair bit in the past 40 years. But over that period, one of the resort's longest-running and most cherished free community events has remained, Halloween at Tapley's Farm. It's still running strong, and while there have definitely been lots of changes and new people in the neighborhood, we have managed, through a lot of effort among our neighbors, to keep it alive and strong, said co-organizer and Tapley's resident Shauna Hardy. Welcoming more than 1,000 trick-or-treaters to the neighborhood, the event has become the de facto way for Whistler families to mark Halloween, and it's thanks to the generosity and volunteerism of the community that has supported it for decades. We pretty much get everything donated, said Hardy, who estimated about 40,000 pieces of candy were handed out last year. It really is extremely rewarding to be involved in this event because of the generosity of the community. They know it's about providing a really fun, positive annual event for kids. Organizers also ensure the event gives back in kind, through its We Scare Hunger campaign, raising money and non-perishable food items for the Whistler Food Bank. Last year, the event garnered a record $1,385 and 252 kilograms of food. This Halloween, organizers are hopeful to raise $4,000 and 400 kilograms of food. Donations will be collected in person by the Whistler Secondary School leadership team at the entrance to Tapley's. Donations can also be made online at give-can.kela.co/tapleys-we-scare-hunger-halloween-fundraiser. Collection boxes for candy donations are set up at all local schools, daycares and supermarkets, with additional goodies donated by Nestor's Market, Fresh Street Market, the grocery store, your independent grocer, and Creekside Market. Tapley's will be closed to traffic starting at 4 p.m., before the trick-or-treating begins at 5:30 p.m., running until 8 p.m. Fireworks and free hot chocolate are scheduled for 7:30 p.m. on the lower field of Myrtle Phillip Community School, where limited parking is available. As in years past, the Park and Spook Shuttle will run from Marketplace to Tapley's Farm, with the first bus leaving from the village at 5:07 p.m., and the last shuttle departing from Tapley's at 8:25 p.m. Parking in the Marketplace lot will be free from 5 to 9 p.m. There has been concern among some Tapley's residents of a grizzly bear spotted in the neighborhood in recent weeks, prompting an October 9 alert, and two subsequent updates, from the Resort Municipality of Whistler, RMOW. On October 24, the RMOW said CUS planned to relocate the grizzly. Conservation officers have been closely monitoring the grizzly, which has not exhibited any aggressive or conflict behavior and is feeding on natural foods. However, despite their best efforts to give the bear space in the hope that it moves on from the area, it has stayed in the community, the RMOW said. CUS do not want the grizzly bear to become too comfortable in busy urban settings. Conservation officers, in consultation with Ministry of Forests wildlife biologists, will try to safely capture the grizzly bear and, if successful, relocate it to a wilderness setting outside of municipal boundaries. The bear will also be tagged and collared so its movements can be monitored. Conservation officers set a bear trap in the area on October 24. Additional signage will also be installed.